Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too rapid? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another episode of Cheese, Please.
This week, coming to you as Sheep, Please.
I knew this was going to happen. What did I tell you? We had to... No. Knock that off. I'm trying to talk to the audience. We had to get out of the van because, let's face it, you know.
The van overheated.
The van overheated. We were overheating in the van. And I found this nice air-conditioned barn with a very loud fan in the background.
A flock of sheep.
Yeah, that's the only trick. There's a flock of sheep in here that won't be quiet. So we're just going to record the show and make the best of it, right? And some technical difficulties while we're at it. Oh, boy.
It always happens when we're not in the van.
I don't know. Anyway, on the show this week, we're going to focus on Kurt Russell. That's Kurt Russell, you know, the guy that... No, he didn't do that. He did many other things.
Goldie Hawn.
He married Goldie Hawn. Kate Hudson's father, right?
No, stepfather.
Oh, stepfather. Even still, he was part of it anyway. He did Disney. He did Escape from New York, a cult film. What else did he do?
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll talk more about him in a little bit.
Ah, good point.
You might want to start by telling people who you are.
Oh, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese, Please, just in case you didn't get that off the top.
And those are the sheep. I just got totally distracted by the sheep. We're starting off the show this week with a couple instrumentals with Link Ray and Rumble Rock coming up shortly. But first off, Green Monster and Hal Blaine and his young cougars. Oh, the young cougars. Okay, I can't read. Right here on
Cheese, Please.
In life, there are a lot of things to be serious about. But if you haven't figured it out already, we're not one of them. Where bad music is a good thing. Sorry, Martha. Cheese, please.
please, none other than Link Ray and Rumble Rock. Shays of Rebel Without a Cause. We're going to have a rumble. Hey, let's play a game of chicken. Hey, Daffodil.
The chickens are in the other burn. This is the sheep burn.
Okay, that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about, you know, the whole gangs from the 50s. They would play the game of chicken. Don't you remember that?
I wasn't around in the 50s. I don't remember that.
Haven't you seen the movies? Okay, fine. I give up. Before that, probably the most recorded drummer that has ever lived, Hal Blaine and his Young Cougars with Green Monster. And you want to learn more about Hal Blaine, type in Wrecking Crew on Google. Man, he set the surfing drum sound of the 60s. That's the best way to put it. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we like to call Cheese Please, and we're doing this week.
Yes. I know it's cool in here. I'm sorry you had to put the sheep in, but, you know. I'm sorry. The sheep are throwing me off. I'm supposed
to
do...
You're not going to be allowed to talk for the rest of the episode if you don't hurry up.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
I got yelled at off the air. Okay.
A lot.
Okay, tell me about Kurt Russell.
Well, you seem to have this great memory of Kurt Russell when he was 13 playing the Jungle Boy on Gilligan's Island.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yes, yes.
But he'd already been well into his career at that point.
Okay.
Because he started acting at the age of 11 in an Elvis film in 1957.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And what? Was even the star of his own TV show, The Travels of Jamie McFeeters in 63 to 64.
Oh, and then he did that whole Disney stuff in the late 60s, early 70s.
He was, for 10 years, he was a star of Disney.
Oh, okay, 10 years.
Do you know on his deathbed in 1966, Walt Disney's final words were Kurt Russell, which he wrote on a piece of paper?
Kurt Russell? Why?
Walt Disney's final words.
Weird. Okay, we're going to play some stuff from the late 60s when he was on the Disney payroll. He cut an album for Capitol Records and covered some songs.
Or two or three.
He covered some songs. We're going to play two of them. My Baby Loves Lovin' coming up shortly. But Sugar Sugar right now on...
Cheese Please!
Sugar, ah, honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Ah, honey, ah, sugar, sugar, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. I just can't believe the loveliness of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Sugar, ah, honey, honey, you are my candy girl, but you got me wanting you. Ah, honey, ah, ah, sugar, sugar, you were my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. When I kissed you, girl, I knew how sweet a kiss could be.
Knew how sweet a kiss could be.
Like the summer sunshine, pour your sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
Whoa. Make your life so sweet, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pour a little sugar on me, whoa, yeah. Pour a little sugar on me, honey. Pour a little sugar on me, baby. Make your life so sweet, yeah, yeah. Pour a little sugar on me, whoa, yeah. Sugar, ah, honey, honey. You are my
the one radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese, please, with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
She knows how to use it. My baby loves love. My baby loves love. And she's got what it takes. And she knows how to use it.
I was lonely once in this great big world.
In this great big
just world. A nowhere man without a
just
girl.
A nowhere
and
man.
That lucky day when she came my
when
way.
She came my
and
way.
She smiled at me as she did say.
My baby loves love.
My baby loves love.
And she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves love, my baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it.
She's the only one makes me feel so,
makes me feel so
can believe my love, so I knock on,
so I knock on
my side.
Telephone to ring. No more lonely days. My baby's taking care of everything. I'm telling you, people,
my baby loves love. My baby loves love. And she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves love. My baby loves love. And she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it.
She's the only one makes me.
Cheese, please, with Kurt Russell and the Celebrity Slip-Up Special this week, My Baby Loves Lovin'. Before that, Sugar, Sugar. Well, but wait, there's more, Daffodil. This time around, Kurt Russell gets a little emotional, a little sheepish. Either way, it ain't gonna rain anymore, right here on...
Cheese, please.
Drops and heartaches, the storm breaks, but clouds in my mind keep obstructing the view. Seems like all of my life I've been waiting for you, but it ain't gonna rain anymore. Windows and doorways, it seems that my mind strays to dreaming of times that have never come real. Seems like all of my life pain was all I could feel, but it ain't gonna rain anymore. All of my life I've been painting a rainbow, but I'm standing in the rain.
Sometimes in my mind I will catch me the sunshine, but I know I'm just dreaming again. Raindrops and teardrops, someday when the rain stops, I'll find me a someplace, somewhere in the sun, and I'll paint.
Keys, Please, with Kurt Russell, and it ain't gonna rain anymore.
I would kind of like it to rain, then it wouldn't be so hot outside, and then we wouldn't have to be trapped in the barn with the sheep.
Oh, I know. He was trying to get the whole emotional thing, but if you really listen to it carefully, it's almost like they buried him in the mix just to make him sound good, right?
Because that's what you have to do to make him sound good.
Oh, well, I don't know what to say. That's our celebrity slip-up special this week on the show. Three cuts, count them three, we put your ears through, of Kurt Russell. Wow.
I'm going to point out that in the entire Wikipedia page on Kurt Russell, not once does it mention that he sings.
Really?
Not once.
I found this on the internet years ago. I finally found it on the hard drive again, so I thought I'd dig it out.
Resurrect it.
Yes, I don't know if that's good or not. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I don't know, Daffodil. I think we better just get the heck out of the barn after the show's over, because... I
that's
know,
my plan.
I know the air conditioning feels good.
It's pretty smelly.
Yeah, and the whole sheep thing, they're a little too noisy. But at least we can record the show. I mean, the computer doesn't get fried by the fact that, well, you know.
The computer doesn't care what it smells like.
No. And it would be a little cooked if we were sitting in the van right about now. So I think it's good that we are here in this barn. If we get some co-hosts, let's put it that way.
Yes, and now we need to move on.
And now for something completely different. It's Cheese Please's music we can't do anything else with. It's the Cheese Please.
Why would you want to play that?
I don't know. I have no reason as to why.
Except that it fit in with this particular show.
Well, it is Bob Ross, and Bob Ross has been rediscovered on Netflix, apparently.
Yes.
With this whole painting.
With his happy little trees.
Yes, happy little this, happy little that. Has he ever painted sheep? Do we know?
I don't know. Probably.
Can you do some research on that?
No.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that, Daffodil.
I'm being honest. I am not researching Bob Ross in painting. No.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a bit of a remix type song that PBS came out with a while back called Happy Little Clouds. And that's pretty much sums it up what it is right here on
Cheese Please.
Hello. I'm Bob Ross, and I'd like to welcome you. First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation for you to drag out your oil paints and paint along with us each week. Let's go up to the canvas here and let's get started.
I believe, every day's a good day when you paint. I believe, it'll bring a lot of good thoughts to your heart. I believe, every day's a good day when you paint. I believe, it'll bring a lot of good thoughts to your heart.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. You start out by believing here. You can almost paint with anything. All you have to do is practice. There are no limits here.
God, by believing here, this is your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas. Believe that you can do it. Cause you can do it. Give it a little touch. Give it a little push. Make love to the canvas. Give it a little touch. Give it a little push. Caress it. Very gentle. Grab it. Lift it. Fluff it. You can go on and on and on. Back and forth, back and forth, and forth. Layer after layer after layer. Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. You start out by believing here. This is your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas. Believe that you can do it. Cause you can do it. You can do it. Relax, relax, let it flow. Think like water. Relax, let it flow. You can go on and on and on. We don't make mistakes. We just have happy accidents. You can do anything that you wanna do. Total power. Sing along, have a good time. This is your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas. Believe that you can do it. Cause you can do it. Cause you can do it. You can do it. I believe every day's a good day when you paint. I believe it'll bring a lot of good thoughts to your heart. I believe every day's a good day when you paint. I believe it'll bring a lot of good thoughts to your heart.
Jeez, please, and I swear I cannot be upset when I hear that. Well, maybe I...
You might not be, but the sheep are a little upset.
Oh.
Because he didn't sing about sheep in the song.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Bob Ross remixed Happy Little Clouds. And I don't know. He talks about painting. It's a great day when you paint. What about people who paint houses? Or paint odd things?
He's specifically talking about painting paintings.
Oh.
And how it's your world and it gets to be whatever you want to create out of it. Which is kind of a cool theme.
I don't argue that. I just, you know, what about people who actually paint houses?
That's a different kind of painting.
Okay, it's... Hey, I get to do my thing right about now.
It is your turn.
Oh, no, no, we don't have a glove compartment here. No,
what are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know. I'll just...
How about if you go over there about 10 feet and I'll throw the record at you.
Okay,
you can catch
here
it.
We go, here we go. Okay. Oh, yeah. Got it. Right here. There.
Flies like a frisbee. Kind of cool.
Yeah. Got it right here. Okay. And ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Fred Waring's Pennsylvania is ending off the show from 1928.
Interesting. That means you're taking me out for ice cream after we're done, right?
Apparently. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird. Come back next week for more shenanigans.
Among the Eskimo, there's a college known as Oogie-Wawa.
Wawa-wa.
You should hear those college boys. Gee, they make an awful noise when they sing their Eskimo tra-la-la.
Tra-la-la.
They've got a leader, big cheerleader. Oh, what a guy.
He's got a frozen face just like an Eskimo pie.
When he says, come on, let's go, though it's 45 below, here is what those Eskimo all holler.
Come on, let's go.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Rock, rock.
Oogie oogie wah 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 wah.
Tuesday, Monday, we all scream for Sunday.
Shh. Boom. Roy Borealis, raw.
Boola boola, sarsaparilla.
take vanilla.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, rock, rock. Ice cream, soda water, ginger ale, pop. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird, Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.